It's 98.3 The Snake, the classic rock station. Happy Friday. I have, I'm honored to have Lieutenant CJ Simonson in here with me. And you just spouted off your awesome title. Can you say it again? It was pretty impressive.
I can. I am Lieutenant CJ Simonson, Blue Angel number 5. I'm the lead solo for the 2012 Blue Angels.
Wow. So how long have you been a Blue Angel?
This is my third and final year, so you know, I'm sad to be leaving. I'll be leaving in November, but you know, it's been a fantastic 3 years, and you know, I couldn't have asked for a better tour to kind of highlight my career, which is not over yet by any means, but you know,
but
it's been
definitely been
a highlight. That's right.
Is that the normal amount of time to be a Blue Angel?
It sure is. Yep. Either it's 2 or 3 years, depending on what job you come in and do right away. I was fortunate enough to be number 7 my first year, which is kind of a bonus year. You're the narrator at the show and the advanced pilot. You fly VIP and media folks at the air shows, and then you fly for 2 years. So there are guys that show up and then they will just fly for 2 years and then they're off the team.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, I had that bonus year of number 7. So I'm
cool.
It's been a great tour so far.
Very nice. So you said your career is not over. What may I ask what you're going to do next?
You betcha. Yeah. The great thing about the Blue Angels is we all come from the fleet and we're all going to go back to the fleet. So, you know, we represent 550,000 sailors and Marines worldwide, you know, that provide that blanket of freedom that you and I enjoy every day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And we spend 2 or 3 years on the team, and then we go right back to the fleet. So I'm actually going to VFA 147, which is a squadron in Lemoore, California.
Okay.
And I will join them in May, and they'll be actually on cruise. And we'll be, you know, on deployment somewhere, wherever the aircraft carrier takes us.
You look
and we'll
a little California.
Yeah. Well, I'm from Minnesota, actually.
Really?
So, yeah.
Okay. Very nice. Yeah. So you've been doing this for 3 years. What is the coolest moment you've ever had?
Well, there have been so many moments. I mean, the flying is second to none. I'm going to definitely miss the flying when I'm done with this. I'll be going to a flying tour, just not
right.
Not the flying that we do, because I will get fired if I do the things that I do right now in a regular Navy jet.
Okay.
But you know, the best thing about our job, hands down, is the kids that we get to meet on the crowd line, or that we go to high schools every Friday, except when school's in session, obviously in the summer school's not in session. But to meet the kids, to see their looks on their faces, and you know, hopefully inspiring that next generation that's going to replace us 10, 20 years down the road. And that, you know, I can't put my finger on a single, you know, moment, but that by far is the best part of my job.
Okay. And a related question to that. So you see these young people, I know they look up to you. I mean, I'm looking up to you right now. You're awesome. Do you have any advice to people who want to serve and maybe want to be a Blue Angel? I mean, what's the best way to do that?
You know, what I tell kids every weekend is, you know, you've got to make those right decisions. You got to obviously stay off drugs, stay away from the partying. You got to pick your friends wisely. Listen to your parents. You know, just the basic things there. And you've got to set your goals high. You know, they say aim for the stars and you may hit the moon type deal. And I never ever in a million years thought I'd be doing what I'm doing today.
Really?
I actually, you know, I wanted to be, growing up, I wanted to be an astronaut. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna be an astronaut. So I kind of set my path in that route. And then once I found out a little bit more about that, I'm like, well, you know what, maybe being a pilot is pretty cool. So
pretty cool.
I ended up here, you know, which is a great thing. So I always tell kids, hey, you know, you've got to set those goals high. And even if you think you can't attain them, you're going to attain something great, even if it's not exactly what you thought you wanted when you were a little kid.
That's perfect. I think a lot of people don't even set goals in general. And, you know, I never, you know, I've kind of been a nerd overachiever. I work hard and stuff. But recently I've been setting goals, and it is pretty fun. It's pretty cool to hit them and make them. So set
it
those
is.
Goals, people.
Yeah, that's right.
Just the simple fact of setting a goal and then, you know, just... You know, I kind of have ADD, so I'm all over the place. So you just got to zero in on one thing and just dedicate yourself and do that.
That's right.
Okay, so what's the coolest trick? Like,
well, my absolute favorite is the sneak pass. So, you know, the crowd isn't expecting, you know, the narrator is going to get everyone's attention over to the right. But in the meantime, I'm going to be sneaking up on people. I'll be at 50 feet at 0.96 Mach coming from the left. And you won't know I'm coming until I'm gone, because, you know, at 0.96, the sound is well behind my aircraft. So if you're watching me, you're going to see me pass, but you won't hear anything. And then about 2 seconds later, you'll hear the big, you know, sound of the engine. So, yeah.
Gotcha. Actually, you guys were flying over us yesterday, which was really cool. If you could do that again today.
Oh, we will.
So
we
much
will.
Fun.
Yeah.
Hard to record, but totally great doing a show. And you're like, meow. I noticed, though, we were outside. It was work-related. We were outside taking pictures.
Of course.
And messing around. So you see the aircraft, and then you hear it more when it's gone. Is that because you're traveling so fast, the sound isn't...
Well, you know, that's also dependent on you know, the way that the jets are facing you. If we're pointed at you, you know, the exhaust and all the noise is kind of behind the jet. So once we turn around and point our exhaust at you, that's where you'll be able to hear everything. So
Techie nerd question, because we were like, I wonder why it's louder here. Yeah. And, no, it's very, very cool. So Blue Angels this weekend, full details, 98.3thesnake.com. Lieutenant CJ Simonson, Blue Angel number 5. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me. It's been great.
You're awesome. Thank you for your service too.
You're welcome.
That is cool, man. More than I can even, you know, even express. Thank you. 98.3 The Snake.